The plan by Marinette Republican John Nygren mostly returns Wisconsin's insurance laws to where they stood before the last legislative session. Nygren says it won't prohibit people from buying more insurance if they want to.
This bill is not an attempt to encourage people not to purchase liability limits at a higher rate. It's a bill to encourage them to be the people, especially on the lower end, to be able to afford that coverage.
But critics say there's no reason to believe this change was responsible for driving up insurance rates, and there's no guarantee rates will drop back down if this legislation passes. The trade-off, trial lawyers say, is that people who get hurt in accidents with underinsured drivers won't be able to collect as much to pay their medical bills. Daniel Plum of Milwaukee says his dad was in an accident with an underinsured driver. He says he's lucky these higher insurance requirements were in place, or else his dad couldn't have paid his hospital bills.
He's 69 years old. He's worked 50 years, paid all his taxes, always been insured, always covered for everything and anything. To change this would have destroyed him.
Attorney Ann Jacobs says the plan also reaches farther by forcing people who get run off the road by drivers to report their accidents more quickly and under oath. She says that may not be possible for people who are badly injured in an accident.
This is about letting insurance companies walk away from their policies and the people most injured being most at risk of losing their coverage.
The plan lawmakers are considering would not roll back the new requirement that every driver in Wisconsin carry insurance. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.